all causes mortality, funnily enough, in those in surveillance, is also much better. But as you know, with screening and things, you know that this is an effect of those health-conscious patients who will enter screening, stay in screening. It's not your Glaswegian who has a butter-fried Mars bar every night and, you know, burps and is unpleasant and, you know, quite frankly, shouldn't be preserved. But there we go. So it's a different, this is your lovely lady who's, you know, Middle England, reads the Daily Mail, responds to healthcare camera. You know, it's a different lot. It's not really going to affect the population. But there is a big agenda, as you know, to try and help the guys in Glasgow with Mars bars, as you know. But if you look at the cost-effective analysis, if we were to screen all Barrett's, it would, to save a life, would be hugely different. Surveillance, no surveillance. They meet about, you know, £200,000 a patient. Now, who's going to spend £200,000 a patient to save one esophageal cancer death? Yeah, not many people. Certainly not the government. As you know, the level that the government and NICE have set is between 20 and 30,000, depending on how effective it is. And we have to meet that. There is one group, though, where it does, who are surveyed, and they do. They do cross about 30,000. One group. That is those who on endoscopy have low-grade dysplasia, early dysplasia, if you like. We won't come, we'll come to that. So if we were to go in and screen those patients, we may be able to pick out people. But which, are they symptomatic with low grade? No, it's serendipitous. We do a scope, we find them. So it is quite challenging, as you know. So you've got to scope a lot of patients, and they develop low grade dysplasia over a period of time. So it's quite difficult. These are low grade dysplasias at index endoscopy. Okay? So these are Markov models. In some circumstances, surveillance would be good. How do we